Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Into hour number two of Gwynn and Chris, 301 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, all hanging out here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. The Dodgers are four outs away. Even their disastrous bullpen cannot blow this lead. 8-0 over the Diamondbacks, bottom of the eighth.
I think they're doing something wrong, though. They're already preparing their room for the champagne celebration.
You kind of have to do it this way.
Well, when we were down there the other night, those guys...
They were still running.
They were running trying to get that done.
Those guys, the Padres did a walk-off, though. That's different than leading 8-0.
I know, but
those guys all have PTSD from 2007 still, a lot of them. So they are reluctant to set up a whole place and then have to rip it down, so they wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
This is generally how it goes.
I mean, they're up 8-0, bottom of the eighth.
Yeah.
I understand.
But there are many stories of champagne being trucked right in front of the losing team out of their clubhouse into the other clubhouse.
That is funny.
That has happened many times. So
that is kind of crazy. And then the guys walk in, and there's like just a bunch of plastic around, and they're all sad because they just lost.
Trust me, if they lose, they have to get that plastic off and down before those dudes walk up in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a good look to walk in there and have plastic draped everywhere and you lost. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Dodgers are going to get the plastic here, and they'll get the division title. The Padres will get a trip to Chicago, assuming the Cubs win at least two of their remaining four games, which start tonight against the Mets. Going to the ninth inning now, 8-0 Dodgers. So, like I said earlier, the Reds kept the heat on the Mets. The Reds hung on 2-1. Noelvi Marte made a game-saving catch. I guess robbing Brian Reynolds of a tying home run in the ninth inning.
It was pretty darn good.
So that was the winner for Cincinnati, 2-1. They are a half game back. The Mets need to beat the Cubs tonight to stay ahead for the final wild card. And then all the American League stuff is a little later. I did want to touch on what a night it was last night, Tony, for the home run guys. Cal Raleigh, 59 and 60.
Yep.
Aaron Judge, 50 and 51. Otani, 53 and 54. He hit 55 today, I believe. Yes, he did. Who else? Schwarber.
He's
55 and 56 last night. And then there's Edmundo Sosa, number 2, 3, and 4.
He had a three-homer game.
He had one on the year coming in. But I don't know who hit further last night. Did you ever look that up, Scrape? Schwarber's home run against the Marlins, which was one of those line drives into the upper deck that looked like it would keep going forever, or the one Cal Raleigh hit into the upper deck against the Rockies. Those were both absolutely massive shots last night.
Cal Raleigh, I think, has put himself right,
60 home runs. He's got to win the MVP
right at
now.
The top, tippy top of that race now. I mean, 60 homers from the catching position.
Switch hitter. I think, I mean, Aaron Judge has had another unbelievable, but they got to go to
this.
Cal
you know what this feels
this
like? This feels like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, right? Like Lamar's numbers were better, but in the end, it was just too. What Josh Allen was doing was just too much to overcome. It feels like that's where we're at with Judge and Kyle Riley. Judge has the better numbers overall, but what Kyle Riley's doing from his position and the team he's on, he has put them – they're about to win the division for the
They've
first time.
They've won 15 of their last 16 games.
Yeah. I just think
they did win the division, actually.
They clinched it.
They clinched it, yeah. No, they've clinched, and that's their first since 2001. So, anyway, we'll see how that all goes.
You were talking about distances.
Yeah.
Well, Cal Raleigh, his farthest hit last night, 438 feet, and then Kyle Schwarber, 468.
Schwarber, 468.
Which definitely seemed like it was 468.
Tony, you've been to Seattle. Yeah. How far away is right field's upper tank? That's where the ball went last night.
I think that place is smaller than you think.
The right field is kind of stacked up. Yeah. It's not like pushed back. Like the ball Schwarber hit here.
I know.
Remember it? You know, yeah. Right field's kind of tucked
back.
Yeah,
old Darvish remembers too, I bet you.
No,
it's still the longest one at Petco Park.
That's a heck of a shot at what is it, T-Mobile now?
It's
called a Safeco.
Yeah.
T-Mobile? Yeah. That's a heck of a shot.
Big home run night. All right, let's get to some Daily Gambit. There's a lot of games tonight. We got a preview, and we also have Thursday Night Football.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We're not going to review the bets we did a couple days ago, so Chris, take it away.
Quick correction, Otani did homer today, but today was his 54th.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, man, everybody's just hitting two home runs in a game now.
Yeah, they're counting them two at a time. Scraby is 10-5 this week. Chris is 8-7. Tony's smarter than the rest of us. He's 0-0.
Yeah.
Nil. All right, let's start with baseball. Mets at Cubs. Big game, both sides of the ledger. Mets on the road are favored by 1.5. The pitching matchup is McLean, the rookie for New York, and Imanaga, probably making his last regular season start for Chicago. Scraby, why don't you lead us off? Mets on the road, -1.5.
I mean, the Mets are pretty much on their last legs. I think the Cubs do it tonight.
Cubs.
I'm gonna go Cubs.
I'm rooting for the Cubs. But I kind of want to see Imanaga get hit around a little.
Get banged around a little bit.
I don't want him going in with any confidence next week. But I'll take the Cubs because I just let the Padres kind of just drop hold of that dream. And just, you know, get everybody mentally ready to go next week. All right, Tony, anything here?
I think the Padres can still, you know, let it go, even if the Mets pull off the victory today. So I'm going to say the Mets.
All right.
With the hope that they get in and give the Dodgers a little bit more than they want to handle.
Mets will need to win to stay ahead of the Reds, for sure. All right, who gets more strikeouts in this game? Is it the rookie McLean or is it Imanaga? I'll go with Imanaga.
I believe the Reds have the tiebreaker in that, too, by the way.
Do they?
I think so.
Yeah. I'll take Imanaga. He seems to get a lot of strikeouts at home. I don't know this rookie for the Mets, but I know he's pitched really well. Nolan McLean.
Oh, yeah.
He's pitched really well.
Is it me?
Yep. Yeah, you're up.
Give me McLean.
You'll take the rookie. Scrape.
I'll go with Imanaga.
Imanaga. Cleveland -1.5. Detroit. I looked this up last night. In the middle of July, Cleveland was 15.5 back. On September 4th, they were still 11.5 back. That's 3 weeks ago. Incredible. Cleveland's gone, I think, 17-2. Detroit has gone 1-11.
Mm. We're going to have to talk about that a little bit in the Big Five.
And if Cleveland wins, they go up by two games and have the tiebreaker. So they can almost kind of wrap up the division tonight.
Man, that is a sad offseason for the Tigers. And player.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think? Are the Tigers going to find a way to get one here?
I'm going to say yes.
Says yes. Scrape?
I'm going to go Tigers, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tigers because Tariq Skubal was nice and went to visit the guy in the hospital.
How about that? Yeah. Man, that dude is...
Got a ride from Stephen Vogt.
Got a ride from the...
The manager?
Yeah. The manager of the Guardians.
About to like with Mr. Skubal.
Skubal, yeah. Seems to have it together. Who scores more runs? The White Sox-Yankee game?
Wait, there wasn't even a Guardian in there.
Yeah. I'm having quite the day.
You're off to a hot start,
yeah,
man.
I am. Is it the White Sox-Yankee game or Red Sox-Toronto game? Total runs, which game scores more? Scrape.
The White Sox, we saw a little bit. I mean... All three teams can hit except for the White Sox, so I'm going to go with the Red Sox and Toronto game.
Boston, Toronto. I'll take the Bombers game. Bombers are putting it on thick right now.
Who are the Bombers?
Yankees are the Bombers.
Oh. Bronx Bombers.
Which game, Tony? More
give
runs.
Me White Sox, Yankees.
All right, you got it. All right, let's go to tonight. Seahawks minus 1.5 at the Cardinals. Scraby will like this.
Hmm.
Both teams are 2-1. Both teams have lost 2.
Ha-ha!
Thought you'd like that.
This guy.
although they got bad news today, Brandon Ayuk apparently not anywhere close to returning to the team.
Good, you didn't want him anyway.
He's even still on the...
He's still on the team, Chris.
I'm looking at this McClain pitcher for the Mets tonight. He has a 1.27 ERA so far.
Yeah, he's nasty.
Wow.
That's why you picked him.
All right. I'm first here. I think Seattle's going to win on the road tonight. I have a feeling. For those who like this kind of stuff, Arizona is debuting its, what are they calling them? Not the City Connects, but football's version of City
Connects.
Color
Rush. I don't even know if that's what
it's
called.
No, it's not that. It's the... Oh, goodness.
Oh, it's the fan... it's called, For the fans?
Is this the uniform you're talking about? I can't remember the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
I'll look it up, but they're debuting theirs tonight.
Who is?
Cardinals.
Cardinals? Oh, these are the white ones you were talking about.
They're white with kind of a sandy look. What are they calling them? My goodness, I'm just having all kinds of issues today. Rivalry jerseys.
I was about to say fans. That didn't seem right.
No, they're called the rivalry uniforms.
I never said I was right.
Yeah, Cardinals are wearing
the
rivalry uniforms
tonight. I was
going
to say, it has something to do with rivalries.
Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, I'll take Seattle and let Arizona wear the rivalry uniforms. Tony, Seattle minus 1.5 is the wager here.
Give me the Cardinals.
Kyler Murray and company. It's great. These are two teams you don't want to root for. But
no, unfortunately, the Seahawks.
Well, the Seahawks are good now. He's transferred over to hating now. Who's your new hate team? We've been talking about it. You no longer hate the Seahawks.
He hates the Seahawks.
Yeah, I hate
the
Seahawks.
No, there's a new team that you...
Oh, been, Eagles.
Eagles. That's who
oh,
he hates.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look, right. His list of teams he hates is like unscrolling under his things.
Yeah. You're about to start dropping your book now whenever we talk about a team.
I hate this team.
I think the Cardinals are a good team, but I think James Conner being out for the rest of the year is going to hurt them. I'm going to go with the Seagulls.
Seagulls. He likes to call them that because, A, he hates them, and, B, he's right. Seahawks is not an animal.
It's not a real animal.
Not a real animal. People just assume it is. All right, more yardage here. Smith and Jigba, minus 20 yards.
That's your guy.
Smith and Jigba is my guy, Tony. You're right. Minus 20 yards versus Trey McBride. 20-yard advantage, Smith and Jigba here. Tony, your pick.
Give me in Jigba.
Smith and Jigba. It's fun to say that.
Tough
How about
name.
You, Scrape? You going? What?
I said it was a tough name.
Oh.
Trey McBride is too good to be held down. I'm going to go with him.
All right. I'll take Jackson. Who, by the way, spells his... Do you know how he spells his first name?
With an X?
J-A-X-O-N.
dark.
Everybody's got to put a little spin on something. Kyler Murray over under 30.
Is he from Louisiana?
Smith and Jigba? I don't know. He went to Ohio State.
That's Smith and Jigba. Jackson.
Dart.
Oh.
Isn't that what you were talking about?
No, I'm talking about Jackson, Smith, and Jigba.
Oh. Well, that's the second one, because I think
Dart.
Dart is J-A-X-S-O-N.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Another X, though.
Another X.
X going to give it to you.
Let's try Kyler Murray. 30 and a half rushing yards, and then we got to
get Boogie. A break. 33 and a half rushing yards?
30 and a half for Kyler
and a
Murray.
Half
you're up.
Rushing, I say that he hasn't been running as much this year. I'm going to say under.
Under. I think it's an over. He likes to show off on prime time.
Yep, over.
Over. Okay, we got to go to break because we got our soccer guy coming up. MLS coming down to the wire. Should SDFC have this year's league MVP? We'll discuss when we come back. Is there traffic?
Nope.
Then we have a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back at it again here. It's 3:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. MLS season winding down.
Already?
Yeah.
God, they just started, it seemed like. 8 months ago.
San Diego FC, the Chrome, as some are calling
season.
Them.
Chrome E Azul.
That the Chrome E Azul. Also,
if you're going to go with that, you might as well just go SDC. Chrome E Azul is lengthy. I'm looking for a.
Didn't come up the with Chrome it. Or Chrome E Azul?
I think it's Chrome E Azul.
Chrome E Azul, then.
That's right. Chris.
Having an historic season in their first go round, MLS still sitting atop. The table now, Chris. You were just kind of explaining, though, that
it's getting tighter.
It's getting a little tighter.
Yeah,
huh?
They're up by 1 point over Vancouver, but Vancouver has one extra match left, so they play four. Vancouver has four to go. SDFC only has three to go, so they have a chance to pick up points in that regard. So if SDFC wants to win this division, they're going to have to take care of business. And from what I can tell, Tony, this will be their final home fixture of the year. Saturday night against San Jose. Final regular season match because their last two are on the road. So I think the San Diego faithful should go out and salute this team for sure on Saturday night.
Listen, the Padres got things locked up. You could certainly, you know, go ahead and check out the Chromie.
I guess I got it. I got it wrong. It's Azul E Chrome.
Oh, oh goodness.
My gosh! You just giving us
blue and chrome.
You know what? SDFC. That's what we're gonna go with. Let's get to our guest, Neil Sika, play by play for MLS season pass. Neil, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. You guys are still solving that nickname.
Neil, we're only selling it because we just don't know, Neil. We just don't know.
We've been trying to figure it out here all day today.
But, yeah.
Want to talk a little bit about go ahead.
I was going to say this team deserves a lot of great nicknames the way they've had their debut season, that's for sure.
They have. I want to talk a little bit about Anders Dreyer. I mean, he's having a terrific season. He kind of burst onto the scene here in San Diego, and there's talks of him, you know, being in this conversation for MVP. Now, he's up against Messi, one of the all-time greats. How do you see this shaking out? Does he have a legitimate chance to take home an MVP?
Absolutely he does. And I said this, I believe, 3 weeks ago on this show, when prior to the Portland game, which finished 0-0, if San Diego wins the Shield, then Anders Dreyer should be MVP, and Mikey Barras, who I still think, regardless of whether they win the Shield or not, should probably be Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
And I'll stay with that. I'm not changing with it. Now, the thing now, though, with Miami and the way they took care of New York City last night, and Messi's got the Golden Boot lead, he's coming strong. And that team has an opportunity to be there on 70 points again if they win out. But this is MLS. It's a crazy league. I wouldn't be surprised if, with the games in hand, they trip up somewhere along the line, maybe lose a couple of points or two. They still got to play Nashville and Chicago. But Anders Dreyer is a guy, and in talking with him even this week, he's not focused on that. Mikey Varas isn't focused on that. This is the assemblance of a team to the fullest extent. From day one, they haven't tripped up, even with some of the small setbacks they had throughout the course of the season. So I think for them, it's handling themselves over these last three games with two desperate teams, including San Jose on Saturday and Houston coming up next weekend. They've also got Portland. And they're great tune-ups for the postseason because that's a completely different animal than what they're going to face or have faced already in the MLS regular season. But I'll stick with my prediction. If they win the Shield, then I think he's the MVP, and I still think he should be darn near close to getting a lot of votes for it regardless. But should that work out, then, yeah, I think he should take home the Landon Donovan MVP award.
Well, I think we can still talk about it, even if he's not focused on it. It's fun for us.
Sure, absolutely.
That's
a fun discussion.
For sure. My question is, can Anders Dreyer, with the great season he's having, will the rest of the world that follows, you know, MLS, even be willing to give him an award over a guy in Messi who's basically considered the Babe Ruth of soccer? That's the question I would have. I mean, I think it should be a 1 year award, right? But Messi carries a whole lot of, you know, wonderful traits.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been no one like him, and now he's playing in our league. So the optics of that, clearly, with the way he's in the conversation now to score the most goals in the league, and I think that's obviously going to be heavily weighted on the voters, or at least someone who's mesmerized by not only the overall body of work, but what he's doing in this current state.
Yeah.
Because I still think San Diego has been a better team throughout the course of the season. Miami has these juggernaut players that can, especially with him leading the way, win a game at the drop of a hat. But there's never been a back-to-back MVP winner. Clearly, he's setting himself up to be in that conversation. But again, to have a debut season for a team that's never won a supporter shield and also set the points record, which is going to happen for a first-year team. And you were talking about the final regular season home game coming up. I mean, that's something to celebrate in itself, the fact that a single point gets that done come the weekend time. So there's a lot to rejoice if you're a San Diego fan. I still think even if Dreyer, say Messi, does win the MVP, you know, this is still a team, I think, set up that can make a deep run in the postseason. And it's been a hell of a year regardless. And if you're being compared or even in the conversation with a guy like Messi for someone who was essentially entering his prime, he's played in 8 different clubs in a 5-year span, Anders Dreyer, and you may have never even heard of the guy if you've been an MLS fan, to put yourself on the map in that when Chucky Lozano was supposed to be the headline name, that's even a bigger feather in his cap.
Neil Sika joins us here, play-by-play for MLS Season Pass. And, Neil, here's a question. Now, you kind of segued this next question to you. Postseason in all the other sports seems to have this kind of trait where there's a level up once you get there. Everything kind of tightens up. What does it look like for those of us in San Diego who haven't experienced the MLS playoff? How different is playoff play versus regular season play?
Completely different animal. I think the intensity, whether you're a soccer purist or want to say, playoffs don't belong or we need a home and away, whatever the format may be, and it's been kooky at times throughout the history of Major League Soccer. Like, I'd be in favor of just a single elimination game like they had a few years ago. Now you've got the best of three, and I understand that. If you've had a really good regular season, you want the reprieve in case you don't win that first game, then you're not prone to an upset. But it's a situation where matchups matter, and the old guard, like a team like an LAFC is coming on, and it's become very scary now with the Sun Heung-min and Buonga combination, Seattle, and arguably one of the greatest coaches now in MLS history, and Brian Schmetzer, and the way he gets that team to operate in the postseason. You hear this in multiple sports. It's all about the matchups. But I think San Diego has built themselves on a team that they're going to play their style, hell or high water, and it's been successful throughout the course of this first year. What's plan B or to work around that when you get into these situations in a matchup, say if you're playing in a best of three, where they're going to take away your best options? They're going to take away the Tverskov building through the midfield. They're going to take away those runs of Dreyer or Lozano. And that's where the element of depth comes into play. Yeah. That's the one question I have with San Diego right now. Can Ingvartsson get healthy enough? Can they rely on whoever's playing that number nine? And I really do like the Corey Baird acquisition. He played, I thought, an excellent game in his first start before he got the groin injury, and now they're trying to bring him on back. So to have those options against the best teams or the teams who have been through the playoffs before who are going to take that away makes it fun, makes it just a chess match to enjoy. But that's something that I think San Diego will have to look at when they get to that element of their season. And I think the fact that they've got two games here coming up against desperate teams, or at least giving that type of a feel, is going to make them prepared for what's ahead come October.
Neil, last thing for me, you talk about matchups, so let's look real quick ahead at the West. If San Diego could have a perfect path or the most difficult path, what team style, on paper, presents them the biggest challenge and maybe vice versa? Is there anyone that does kind of set up well for them?
Well, I look at 8-9, I would still pick them to go through, whether it be Colorado or Dallas. Dallas has kind of come on here late, but I think they're still figuring out their identity by and large and relied on the Musa-Farrington striker partnership. Colorado's tricky because they can, they trade away their top player in Mihailovic during the course of the middle of the season, but yet they've still got this rigidness, and they played a 4-2-2 against San Diego, a game that I had back in the spring, congested the middle. Teams like that, or if Houston gets in, that's a team that's had some playoff experience, and a lot of those guys won a U.S. Open Cup in 2023, and while their back line has been a mess in figuring out who's going to stay healthy and play, I think both Colorado and Houston could make it a little more difficult than it should be if they were to play in the first round after that 8-9 matchup. That's not saying that I don't think San Diego will win. When push comes to shove, I think there's a free-flowing game there where they would match up well with the likes of a Vancouver. Minnesota's a team that if they play them in the later rounds, they just saw them. They dominated that game. But Minnesota can frustrate you because they can absorb so much, do so little, and then find a way to win the game. But ultimately, it'll come down to, we're plucking through here these Western teams. I'd like their chances up until they play a team like LAFC and then Seattle. And then in a one-off, if they get them in those type of games, then anything can happen. But those are the two teams, I think, right now that sharpen the pencil toward the end of the season the best, and they have done that over the course of the last half decade better than anyone in the league, especially with Chirundolo and the coaching that they have. Schmetzer, same thing. Those are the teams that still, I think, are the teams to beat in the West. Not that Minnesota, Vancouver, San Diego have all been great stories, but I'd like them to get out of the first round, and then you see what happens in a one game. And I don't discount Mike Ivaris and what he's put together in year one with the game plan and how they're always ready to play. So it would not shock me even if they made a run to the Western Final or by and large got to MLS Cup in year one. But I will say, it's going to be tough to overcome with the way that Sun and Bawanga or even a Seattle when it comes to playoff time and they're fully healthy presents the challenge in the West.
No doubt about it, Neil. We certainly are looking forward to that last game coming up here and the playoffs thereafter. We appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting October, especially with the Padres and everything. You know, they get by the Dodgers. You could really have something cooking there.
That would be the perfect scenario. No doubt.
Well, you got the Padres. You got the Azuli Chrome. All kinds of fun stuff. So,
thank you for your time, Neil.
Thanks,
take care.
Neil.
Guy, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Neil Zika, play-by-play for MLS Season Pass. Always fun to have on. And, man, it's been a good sports year for San Diego. I mean, the Padres in the playoffs, the Wave is in the playoffs, and SDFC. I almost took a flyer there on the nickname.
Azuli Chrome?
Yeah, Azuli Chrome.
He brings up the fact that Seattle and LAFC are maybe the teams to actually beat. Right now, those are the 4-5 matchup, which means if SDFC does get through the first round, which people expect, their second round is going to be either LAFC or Seattle. That may be the real biggest test of them all, according to at least what Neil's saying. So we'll see. But yeah, final home match is this Saturday. So I think we got to make a little bigger deal out of that. People got to get out. They should. I'm sure they will. Because this team has been, the support's been great all year long.
And the field's holding up. Remember that last year when we were having grass problems down at Snapdragon?
The one thing that I think happens, and I don't think any of us think, is the grounds crew, they figure out better ways as you get a chance to keep doing it. And so you're not having the same issues this time of year that you were having last year, which is a sign that they've kind of figured it out. All right, let's get to break. On the other side,
got a Grande Cinco. Big five, Tony. Big five.
Big five.
Grande Cinco. Why are you so upset?
Because I thought, isn't it early?
Because we're only going till 4:30 today.
Oh, that's why I was thrown off. I knew what Grande Cinco meant. I just was like, why are we doing it at 3:30? I forgot. We hadn't even mentioned that, have we? That Thursday Night Football. I don't think we mentioned that all.
We've mentioned it a couple times.
That's how I led off the show. I couldn't wait to get out of here.
Well, you didn't lead off the show because I led off the show.
Tony got you.
All right, let's get to break. Big five on the other side.
Gwen and Chris, 3:40 the time. In case we hadn't mentioned it yet, we're off early tonight, Tony.
We hadn't mentioned it, I'm telling you.
We're mentioning it now.
Try and make me feel crazy.
Thursday Night Football coming up. Pre-game, about 4:30.
Crazy, is that what you're trying to say?
We definitely mentioned Thursday Night Football. I said Seagulls like 12 times on the show already.
I'm saying we didn't. No, we're not doing this. Go ahead.
Seahawks, Cardinals, Marvin Harrison. Bust? Like, are we done with him?
Nope.
Are we giving?
We
him some,
are not.
Oh, you have him on your
yes.
club. You're hoping he bounces. Hasn't cost you any problems yet. You're 3-0, but... Starvin' Marvin has not had a great start to the season.
Had a great start to his career.
Yeah. But that'll be a good game tonight, I think. And we'll get to some more football talk and I'm sure other stuff. And today's earlier than normal rendition of the Big Five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Also, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Visit Las Vegas. Escape to something a little more fabulous with the first ever fabulous 5-day sale from September 22nd to the 26th, so it's over tomorrow. Find deals all at all your favorite Vegas hotels. Plan your fabulous escape and learn more at visitlasvegas.com. All right.
Number five.
I don't know if you guys saw it in the... Well, Chris always says the paper, because that's where Chris reads his Union Tribune Padres articles. But Annie Halbrun wrote an article this morning in the Union Tribune detailing how much postseason experience this team actually has. And here's a side note. If you want to know how hard it is to get to the playoffs, Jose Iglesias is an example. He first got to the playoffs in 2013... and then had to wait until last year to get back to the playoffs. That's 11 seasons. So that kind of gives you a little bit of perspective on how difficult it is to make the playoffs. But, Tony, you're up first. With the Padres making the playoffs 4 out of the last 6 seasons, how much does playoff experience help this team?
A lot. I don't know that it's going to count for like 6 games or anything like that, but
it doesn't have a 6 war.
I don't think experience has a 6 war. But I think it's important. Like, when you get into those moments, it's just different. Like, it's not the regular season. When you get into that box, there's an energy that you have to contend with that I don't think you have to in the regular season. That you're playing so many games that are kind of the same, that unless you are, you know, one of these teams down the stretch that are like, you're not in, it's impossible to emulate that mode. But the fact that these guys have all been in it, not all of them, but most of these guys, there's a lot of
you got
playoff
Jake,
experience.
Manny, yeah. Xander, Toddy, Jackson last year,
I think Laureano's got playoff experience.
Ryan O'Hearn, I'm not sure.
O'Hearn's got a playoff experience from Baltimore going a couple years back.
Yeah.
So these guys have all kind of cut their teeth, and there will be a moment where that matters. I don't know when it pops up. Could be the first inning. Could be the ninth inning. Who knows? But I think it's better to have gone through it and know what to expect versus not having done it at all.
Chris, how much is playoff experience going to help this team?
We'll find out.
Thanks.
Sorry for giving you the obvious answer. I hope it helps, because I think they have more than the Cubs. Not that the Cubs don't have any, but the Padres were in the playoffs last year. So that there's an advantage to that. I would have to ask Tony this, if he feels, because I do, that there are just certain guys that the moment is never too big for. And then there's certain guys where the moment is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know who's going to be who until you get into it. So, I don't know if it's... I don't want to say it's overrated, because I think experience definitely helps. But there's so many guys that come into the playoffs and they just... It doesn't affect them. And they just play at the top of their game, even though they're debuting in the playoffs.
Give us an example.
I don't know why I popped to this, but I was thinking of the old Marlins, the team in 03, where they just had a bunch of guys that no one had ever heard of.
Yeah.
And they went into Yankee Stadium and beat them in the World Series. And that's a long time ago. But, yeah, I just think it can happen where certain guys seem to rise to the occasion without the experience. But I hope experience wins, because if that's the case, the Padres will win.
Something really funny just caught my eye. I was kind of scrolling through Instagram, and MLB already has Padres-Cubs matchup ready to roll, but they don't say where it's at. It just says Padres-Cubs, and they just kind of leave it kind of, you know, open-ended there, because they know those two are facing off now. We know that. We just don't know where it's going to be quite yet.
I see. I was like, don't we know where it's going to be? No, but the Cubs could lose out and all this other stuff.
Still
but
hope.
That is kind of funny. Major League Baseball.
Like, we can't wait to get this
one. Oh, yeah. We need to Instagram this out right now. When can we put up Red Sox Yankees?
It says at the bottom, the venue will be decided this weekend. Sorry, I got us off track.
No, That's funny. Number four. Someone just put Mark Lemke, Atlanta Braves, as an example.
Had a good couple of playoff series. He wasn't a great player during the regular season. So that's an example of that kind of player.
The Detroit Tigers lost to the Guardians yesterday to give up first place in the AL Central, and the collapse for the Tigers is real. They were once 14 games up in the division and have fallen all the way out of that lead as the Guardians beat them last night and now have a one-game lead in the AL Central. Chris, I was reading an article this morning about biggest collapses in Major League Baseball history. They were trying to determine if the Tigers missed the playoffs, if they're on this list. So, if they do miss the playoffs, is this one of the biggest collapses in baseball history?
There's bigger ones. There's more dramatic ones. There's collapses of teams that were closer to the finish line and then just totally let it go, like the last week or two. But
what was that team you were telling me about that needed to win like one game?
Yeah, the 64 Phillies, they were seven games up with like nine to play.
Yeah.
And then they lost every game. So that's happened, yeah.
That's nuts.
But this is pretty big, 14.
14's massive.
You're going back to the Red Sox of 78, who let the Yankees catch them, 14 back. And then there's another team, I think it was like the early 1900s. So that doesn't happen more than once a century, pretty much. So, yeah, the Tigers are going to be right there. And Cleveland, give them credit. I mean, they were 11 and a half out on September 4th.
Mm-hmm.
They'd already traded everybody away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somehow said, let's just see what happens if we win a bunch of games. And so this is what's happened.
Tony, do you think this, if the Tigers miss the playoffs, are they going to be one of the biggest collapses in baseball history?
It's one of the biggest collapses in my lifetime, for sure. I mean, I was on a Brewers team that, but I think we had like an 8 or 9.5 game lead before that.
What just happened?
They've had the air show practice going on all day around Miramar.
I saw them earlier, but we haven't heard them in like hours.
No, they must have taken a lunch break.
I wasn't ready for that.
They were going
all morning.
At first
I thought it was my phone. I'm like, come on, Tony. Yeah. We can't have this type of day again.
We can't have this type of day again.
Yeah, no, I think this is... I mean, you couldn't have convinced me in June that Detroit wasn't the best team in baseball. That's how good
they looked pretty good against the Padres.
That's how good they were playing. That was in April. That was early. But yeah, I think this is going to be going down as one of the epic collapses for sure.
Yeah. Number three. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell recently told The Athletic, quote, anything is possible when anything is possible when asked when asked about a Super Bowl being streamed, Chris, in the near future.
Chris?
Super Bowl? Yes. Prime Video has said that they would love to stream
Bowl.
I am sure they would too, but likely won't go to Prime first because many think YouTube would be the platform to stream a Super Bowl, mainly because YouTube will be able to offer it free to anyone in the world with an internet connection. So Prime, you have to subscribe to see. So they don't want to quite put it behind a paywall yet, but they want to put it somewhere
else. They're testing the waters, though.
Here's, though, this isn't about a one-time rights fee for the Super Bowl. The NFL wants equity in YouTube in order for this to happen.
Wow.
That's
a very NFL move
right
there.
That is such an NFL move. So the goal, I know the goal of business is to make money, but Tony, is there a point when this type of greed is going to drive you from the game?
If you had asked me this 6 months ago, I'd have been like, I don't know that there's enough greed to change anybody's mind. But maybe, just maybe, there is. I don't know what that number is yet. But it does, I think there has to be an end point where people are just like, I'm done.
Yeah. Thank you for saying this.
I'm starting to feel like there's an actual chance of that at some point. I don't know, I think it's sometime soon, but
yeah, I don't think it's
soon. I do think that people will get to a point where they're like, enough is enough. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, asking for equity in YouTube is
that's a gangster
insane
move right
But hey,
there.
We'll give you the Super Bowl. Chris, what do you think?
The year the Dolphins get back to the Super Bowl, if it happens again in my lifetime,
that'll be when it happens.
It'll be on Peacock, and I'll, you know, just be so mad.
So basically, when pigs fly.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
This is craziness, though.
Yeah, I think the only way that we're going to stop watching football is if they somehow outlaw fantasy football. I think it's going to be from that side, and I don't ever know that. I don't think it's going to happen. But I will say, if I took a season off, like if we just shut the league down for a year, Tony, I know I wouldn't watch the game tonight. I would watch very, very few games, even the Sunday ticket. I would, or the red zone. I'd fast forward through, you know, just kind of catch up a little bit. But it is the fact that we're all invested that makes us keep watching.
They got their hooks in us, for sure.
So that's you know, the Super Bowl. You know, like, even my wife will say, we got to get the Super Bowl because it's like a holiday in this country.
Yeah.
But I would love it if we could all stand up one time and say, enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
Number two.
Oh, man, we're running out of time. This one's quick, though. Chris, you're up first. There are six NFL teams yet to lose this season. The Bills, Eagles, 49ers, Chargers, Colts, and Bucks. How many of the six will end up in the playoffs?
Say it again.
Okay. Well,
six unbeaten teams, Bills, Eagles, 49ers, Chargers, Colts, and Bucks. How many of those teams are going to end up in the playoffs?
Everybody but the Colts.
I was thinking the same thing.
Although the Colts have a two-game lead right now in the division because, you know, Houston is not off to a good start. So maybe even the Colts. I'll go all six. There you go.
All six. Okay.
All six.
What do you
I'm
think,
going
Tony?
Five out of the six. I think Danny Dimes is going to show up for real at some point.
Once they play a real team.
It's going to happen at some point.
The Dolphins gave him so much confidence in the week one, he's
he's
carrying
just
it through.
Killing everybody.
Yeah, right.
Chris still can't get over that.
No, that game was the worst.
Number one, we could do before Chris just the fans. It's really quick, but Cal Raleigh's 60th home run. The person who caught it did something with the ball that everybody is praising them for.
Praising them?
Praising them.
Can't wait to hear
like putting them into the museum of amazing people.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what that was, and we'll do that. And we're going to do Chris vs. the Fan, too?
Yeah, we could do that, too.
833-288-0973 when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.